You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
طیبہ کے جانے والے لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا طیبہ کے جانے والے لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا. O you who is proceeding in the direction of Taiba of Medina Sharif, take my salam, convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taiba ke jaane wale le ek payam le ja میرا سلام لے جا
اے صلی علی تیری نگاہ ہے ناز میں مست مجھے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself, brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. and I will be keeping you company for the next hour. Today being the 15th of Dhul-Hijjah 1446, corresponding to the 12th of June 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful Thursday morning. The sun is out, it's a little bit nippy, it's a little bit chilly, but nevertheless, we thank Almighty Allah. We say Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu for the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, the bounties that Allah ta'ala has given us and allowing us, inshallah, to witness another day of Yawmul Jum'ah. You can send in your messages on the numbers of 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. And as you always know, our Thursday segment is always about reciting durood and salam on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How important, we're going to be discussing how important it is in a mu'min's life to recite and send durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
دستِ عطا کے سامنے دستِ طلب بڑھا دیا صلی کیوں نہ دلے ہرا کے چاند نے رخ سے نقاب اٹھا دیا صلی
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings upon him. This is narrated in a Muslim. Durood Sharif, and by sending durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, helps us expand our life in a sense that it helps to remove all your hardships from your life. It brings peace and contentment. You know, even when you forget something and you are trying to remember, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? You recite durood and salawat. You say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. You know, you read the durood and then through Allah's qudrat, through the mercy of Allah, Allah Ta'ala helps you to remember. And you know, whenever we start something, when we make in our dua, we recite Durud Sharif, we praise Almighty Allah, we send thanks and salutations, we beseech Allah, we call out Allah Ta'ala's beautiful names, we praise Almighty Allah, and then we make our dua, and then when we end, we recite Durud. Every salah that we read, we recite Durud Ibrahim. Say, we recite the Durud Ibrahim and we send salutations on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by reciting the Durud and Salawat, it brings us closer and have that love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And which mu'min, which Muslim believer does not want to attain that love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Look at our pious predecessors. How close and how much ishq and muhabbat they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A perfect example, Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh. He was an ashiki of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That there was so much love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he used to implore and used to tell his murids that he read and send durud salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even when you are standing, when you are sitting, you know, when you are driving, try and make it a habit that when you are driving to work, you know, on the steering wheel, if you get a big enough counter, whilst you're driving, just keep your tongue moist with the durud and salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep on saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Even the shortest dua, Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now look at it, if each and every one of us recite one durud on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there may be 20, 30, 50, 100 of us that are listening to this program. And each of us, 100 durood have been sent already to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to you, to your salam. Imagine when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, I know the Hujjaj have completed the Mubarak journey of Hajj. And when they were in Medina, they witnessed and they were standing in front of our master leader, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was passing the salams. And you know, before they leave, whichever judge that we know, we asked him that if you do remember me, please pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how fortunate are they that they were in the Mubarak lands, in Madinatul Munawwara, in the blessed city, the Tayyibah city of our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they got the chance to read also in the Rawdah Mubarak and to read Salat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that between my pulpit and my house and my pulpit is a piece of Jannah, and that is known as Rawdat Miryadil Jannah. So that we should try, when we get a chance, if we ever go again, inshallah, to try and perform at least 2 rakat salat in Rawdat Miryadil Jannah.
فرش سے لے کے عرش تک سارا جہاں دکھا دیا سلے یاد ہے مجھے سے کہا نہیں نہیں آپ آپ کو سب دکھا دیا صلی دیکھا جو ان کو بانٹتے یا رسول اللہ دیکھا جو تم کو بانٹتے میں نے بھی بڑی کے شوق
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا 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 محمد اللهم صل.
It is so beautiful, so beautiful when you recite the durood and salawat on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I've got a question for my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Just picture yourself, let's just put a scenario, right? When you were in a situation and Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala will never burden a soul in which they cannot handle. And when you found yourself naturally reciting Durood Sharif, right, because you have been so accustomed, you are so accustomed to reading, reciting Durood Sharif on a daily basis, not only on a Thursday, but rather on a daily basis, that every day you, it's like a must. Obviously, it has to be a must, right? But our Akabirin have mentioned that we should recite at least 100 Durood Sharif on a daily basis. Now, some of us may push 100, maybe more, right? But what, my question is, what impact has it had on your day or on your heart? Like, if you didn't read the Durood during that day or on that day, how did your day go? Send your messages on 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We got a message that says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sulaiman. Listening to you from Mauritius. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for the wonderful, heartfelt message. May Allah Ta'ala bless you as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So send me a message and tell me, how did your day go when you kept on or constantly reciting the durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And how did it go? Like, how did your heart feel? Like, on a daily basis, we come across different situations, different trial and tribulations, but knowing the fact that we're reciting salawat on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your day how did your day go? Did it go smoothly? Did you overcome that problem? Even at work, at home, amongst colleagues, friends, family? Send a message. Let's find out how did the salawat, by reciting the Durood Sharif, impact your life and your heart and your day?
على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل 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 على سيدنا محمد محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
And you know, we just completed the day of Eid al-Adha just recently. It was on a Saturday, and last week Saturday, that is, that was the 7th of June 2025. And every Friday is a day of Eid. It's like a day of Eid for us. You know, we dress up, we dress in our most one of our best clothes that we keep on a Friday. Some of us have like this pinstripe white kurtas, or maybe a thobe that you wear, or you know, something very smart that you would dress on a Friday, knowing that is the day of Yom al-Jum'ah, one of the best days in the week in the life of a Muslim. And also, we have a ghusl bath, you know, we trim the beard, or we trim our face, you know, neaten up, where we use a miswak, apply itar, because it's a day of Eid. It's like a day of Eid, and many events occurred on a Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah. And we should regard it, hold it up high in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Noble Quran, in Surah Jumu'ah, verse 9, that, O you who believe, when the call is proclaimed for Salat on a Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah. The day of Friday is a day we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins, all major and minor sins. And you know, there's a certain time, you know, on a Friday between Asr and Maghrib, that one should implore to Almighty Allah to make dua. There's an hour that duas are readily accepted on a Friday. And we should be early for the menfolk to go to Jumu'ah and listen to the khutbah attentively. And there's so many pertinent advices that one can learn from the imams that are giving the khutbah. Sometimes when you sit in the khutbah and you listen and you think to yourself, the imam is speaking directly to me, but it's also a message from Almighty Allah through the imam that he is giving the awam, but it is directed at you. Maybe you are trying to better your life. You know, we all try to better our life on a daily basis. And maybe that one particular day, the imam is speaking, maybe about asking your parents for forgiveness, or looking after your parents, or something to that effect. And you think to yourself, you know, maybe I should start bucking up, you know, and try and be more courteous and ask our parents for forgiveness. You know, the two doors of forgiveness, some of us may be lucky to have both our doors. Some of us just have one. We take care of them, we look after them, we nourish them, and we ask them for their forgiveness, because their happiness, if you make them happy, Allah Ta'ala may is happy with you. If you make them angry and upset, Allah Ta'ala gets naraz and gets upset with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the hidayat, and give me the hidayat first to understand and to work on it. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. And also, don't forget, tonight, after Maghrib, or even tomorrow, let us try and read the Surah Ka'af in the morning on a Friday, and give out a lot of sadaqah. You know, sadaqah exasperates and also clears your path, clears your way, and it helps you in many, many ways. The sadaqah helps you in many ways, even if it's a small amount, you know, and it helps you. To my listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we want to do, if we want to start something, right? If you're okay with it, we want to do a durood challenge. Not a must, but it is imperative that we should try and at least send 10 duroods on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can send your durood counter to the Markaz number, and we recite sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see how many people are listening to the show. How many people when I send and gain Allah's mercy and gain closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 10 durood sharif sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 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 sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is 10 durood on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our durood to his beloved master and our leader Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا
Inshallah, we're going to be terminating our segment, this segment of our show. And, you know, alhamdulillah, we had a very good and blissful week. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us everything of the best of it, deen wa dunya wa al-akhirah. Don't forget to remember us in your esteemed du'as, and also remember our brothers and sisters in our war-torn country, India, Pakistan, Kashmir, Gaza, especially Gaza, with the aid that's been delivered, trying to be delivered. You know, these Zionists are making it very difficult for our brothers. And you know, Durood Sharif is a powerful thing. If you only understand the magnitude of reciting one Durood, how it will change your life and how your heart will become mutsukoon. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the one with the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. So inshallah, we make dua. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Don't forget to read durood and salawat and increase our salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah fill our hearts with the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us among those who honor the day of Jummah and bless us with peace in this world and the akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, bless us in this world and in the akhirat and save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a lecture on the importance of durood and salawat by Sheikh Salim Doradsab. So, inshallah, remember us in your du'as, and don't forget to send durood and salawat immensely and try to increase it tomorrow and after Jummah, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. يا معني الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
سيدنا محمد الله
You are listening to مركز الصحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. Indeed, Allah and His angels perpetually sends salat upon the Nabi. Upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, send salat upon him, wa sallimu taslima, and send salam upon him. Salat and salam. We have been instructed to do two things. Send salat and send salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat is blessings. And salam is greetings. So, salat and salam. As-salatu was-salamu. This is the Arabic term. As-salatu was-salam. And in Urdu, we say durudo salam. Durudo, do, wow means and. Durud and salam. And in English, Salat and Salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, He has ordered us to do two things, send Salat and Salam. Durudu Salam, As-Salatu was-Salam. Upon His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how do we send salat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was beyond our scope. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to send salat and how to send salam through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was honored with Isra and Miraj, where during His Makki life, He traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis, from Baytul Maqdis to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. He crossed the Sidratul Muntaha, which no one has crossed before and no one will until the day of Qiyamah. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. He met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he returned again to Baytul Maqdis, and from Baytul Maqdis he returned to Makkah Mukarrama. And all this happened in a split of a second. Not even a split of a second. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when I left for this journey from the house of my cousin sister Umme Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and when I left the home, I left the door closing behind me. So I opened the door and I left the home and the door was closing on its own. So he said that after this long journey, when I returned and when my gaze fell on the door for the first time, it was where I had left. It was still closing. So upon returning from this journey, he taught the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in at-tahiyyat, which we all read in tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. At-tahiyyatu lillah. All verbal devotions are for Allah only. All ibadat, all devotions related to the tongue are for Allah only. Was-salawat, all ibadat related to the body, physical ibadat, are for Allah only. So tasbih is only for Allah. Tahmid is only for Allah. If I say subhanallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say alhamdulillah, it is only to please Allah. If I say la ilaha illallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say bismillahi wa barakatillah, it is only to please, it is only for Allah. Istighfar, salat ala nabi. Any verbal devotion, ibadat is only for Allah. And any physical ibadat, tawaf, sa'i, qiyam, ruku, sujood, coming to the masjid to perform salat, It is only for Allah, only to please Allah. Only for Akhirat. What tayyibat and all monetary devotions. Zakah, Sadaqatul Fitr. Bearing the expenses of Hajj. Hajj is both physical and monetary. In fact, it is physical, monetary and verbal ibadat. So all monetary ibadat, all monetary devotions are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته Peace be upon you. السلام السلام be upon you. السلام عليك Greetings be upon you. أيها النبي أو دي النبي السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله and The rahmat of Allah be upon you, wa barakatuhu, and the barakat of Allah be upon you. We translate these words. We say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum, greetings be upon you. But this is the nearest we can get. Assalam is not peace, Assalam is not greeting. The word assalamu, assalamu, assalam, if it is a noun, then assalamu peace be upon you, assalamu greetings be upon you. This is the nearest we can get. And there is another opinion that assalam is one of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So assalamu alayka, assalam is upon you. Allah is, that means Allah is upon you, Allah is monitor upon you. He is looking after you. He is watchful over you. Assalamu alayka. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is watching over you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And may his rahmat and may his barakat be upon you. Rahmat, the nearest we can get to is mercy. Wa barakatuh, the nearest we can get to is blessings. In Urdu, assalamu salamati. Wa rahmatullahi rahmat. Wa barakatuhu barakati. When we greet each other, we say the same thing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Tingling and numbness, again and again, could be signs of vitamin B deficiency. Neurobion helps treat vitamin B deficiency at its root to relieve these symptoms so you can put life back in your hands. Neurobion.
So we are making three prayers. May the salam of Allah be upon you. That means may the salam of Allah descend upon you. Or may Allah look after you. May the rahmat of Allah descend upon you. May the barakat of Allah descend upon you. And we normally say, may the peace of Allah descend upon you. May the mercy of Allah descend upon you. May the blessings of Allah descend upon you. This is the nearest we can get. But assalam and rahmat and barakat are comprehensive. Very, very comprehensive. And in a nutshell, you can say, that assalam means, rahmah means, and barakat means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower you with the goodnesses of this world and goodnesses of the hereafter, and may Allah save you from the evils of this world and the evils of the hereafter. So when we say to somebody, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we are making this dua three times for him. That may the goodness of this world and the hereafter envelope you. And may Allah save you from the sharr of this world and the sharr of the hereafter. Three times we are saying this. And when we say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is the same thing. So my brothers, my sisters, value these bounties that we have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we meet each other, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pray for each other. When we enter the home, we should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remember my late father, whenever he would enter the house, the whole house would be aware of his arrival. Ground floor, first floor and second floor. In the attic also. Why? Because Allah had given him love for the teachings of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah had given him the yaqeen also. And as a result of this yaqeen, he wanted each and every individual of his household to benefit from this prayer. So when we enter the home, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we leave the home, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those within the home should reply by saying Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On the phone, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When writing a letter, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read somebody's text, we just read it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a dua for you. Read it wholeheartedly. But we know there is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will not even read that dua. Such precious dua. We will go onto the message straight away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when you say wa alaikum assalam with wow. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That means may the peace and rahmat and blessings be upon you too. And when you say upon you too, it means you have already said Ameen to the dua that you have been given. And when a person says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is wajib and incumbent to reply. So when we read a text message Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read a letter Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Afshu salam baynakum, spread salam amongst you. It was his desire. Let us try to fulfill this desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by greeting each other and by spreading this salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the muhaddithin, they say that spreading the salam means number one, frequently saying salam. And number two, saying salam as loudly as possible so it can go far and wide. That is also spreading the salam. If I was to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it may reach the fourth saf. And if I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it would reach the last saf of the masjid. So that is spreading the salam. And frequently, we leave the masjid, we meet somebody in the atrium, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We meet another person in the shoe area, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We leave the masjid, we meet somebody outside, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is also spreading salam. And this dua, this greeting, how valuable it is, you can gauge from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greeted his Nabi with the same greeting. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just imagine the value of this greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greeting his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not choose a special greeting. Another special VIP greeting. No. He used this greeting. Which greeting? This common greeting? No. No. Don't look at it this way, that instead of choosing a VIP greeting, Allah used the common greeting. No. Allah used the VIP greeting and He blessed us common people with that VIP greeting. Assalamu alaikum ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So let us not deprive ourselves. Ourselves also. If I don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you will not say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm depriving myself. Let us not deprive our friends, fellow Muslim brothers, sisters. And let us not deprive our parents, our wives, our husbands, our children. Inshallah, the individuals in our household, our dear, near ones, and our household will be filled with salamati, peace. It will be filled with rahmah, mercy. It will be filled with barakah, blessings. If we greet each other as much as possible, remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, returned from Mi'raj, he taught At-Tahiyyat. And within the At-Tahiyyat is Salam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the Madani life after migration, Allah revealed this verse, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, stand upon this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat and salam. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulallah, qad arafna salam, kayfa nusalli alayka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do two things, salat and salam. We are familiar with salam. We know salam because we have already taught us. Now the question is, how shall we send salat upon you? Kaifa nusalli alayka? How shall we send salat upon you? Salat and salam, both very, very virtuous. Very virtuous. It is the desire of every Muslim to send salat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is more beloved to us than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad hai matai alame ijad se piyara, pidar, madar, biradar, malo, jaan, aulad se piyara. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to us than the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pidar, he is more beloved to us than father. Mother, he is more beloved to us than mother. Biradar, he is more beloved to us than brother. Mal, he is more beloved to us than wealth. Jaan, he is more beloved to us than our lives. Aulad, he is more beloved to us than our children. Pidar, mother, biradar, malo, jaan, aulad se piyara. So who would not want to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best salat and salam is the one taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because whenever he spoke according to the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desire. In huwa illa wahyu yuha, it is nothing but wahy. It is revelation which is revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah taught his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how the ummah should send salam upon him and also how the ummah should send salat upon him. So when the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
And that was a beautiful lecture by Sheikh Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahab, the importance of sending durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khair and to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Until we meet again next week, Tuesday, inshallah, fi amanillah, don't forget to recite durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Surah Kaf, and let us implore and ask Almighty Allah to forgive us for all our sins. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sinnah wal-Jamaah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz.